get all those three announced in a row after not being able to do stuff, but them doing pretty much what they wanted for the whole first half.
Well, it boiled down to our guys executed what they were being asked to execute better in that third quarter, and we didn't tackle well in the first part of the game, and that was probably the biggest deal.
Much of a punch in the gut was the play where Branch could have conceived they had a touchdown, they ruled an inadvertent whistle.
It was a big play. It was a big play. Obviously, we felt like we were going to get the ball. Worst case scenario, we felt like was going to be, a punt. We were going to get an opportunity to get the ball. So that was difficult for us to swallow.
Was that a ruling that you had heard before? Did it make sense?
I was unaware of that ruling of an inadvertent whistle right there would give them the opportunity to. They got the choice of what they wanted to do right there. That's unfortunate.
Why did Carson struggle to get the ball downfield today?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with the rush. He was under duress all game. We knew that they had an exceptional four-man rush, and they were able to get after the quarterback using four men.
Do you think anything factored in that he's going up against his former team, the way the crowd and his former team is?
I don't think that was a big factor. I think their rush, was the biggest factor.
Did you guys come out flat ball the first half?
Well, obviously we didn't come out and start the game out the right way. We came in after halftime, made a couple adjustments. I thought the guys came out and played harder in the second half of the game. They competed. And then really from the point of the turnover, whatever you want to call it there, towards the end of the game, it kind of went downhill after that.
Get the sense, Dennis, that more pride kind of kicked in that third quarter as well as.
Well, obviously, our guys understand that we've got a standard that we've got to be able to uphold, and we didn't do that in the first half, and we came out and played better in the second half, and that's the way we got to play going forward.
What do you say at halftime, though, when they're not living up to that standard or playing up to that standard at all?
Well, the good news is that I didn't have to say a whole lot. The players kind of took control of that, which was good, and I think they responded.
Then seeing the team get ticked off that stretch there, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I definitely think that's a good thing, and we got to play that way more often.
Do you think it was directly attributed to the fact that they lost a touchdown that maybe should have been there?
I'm not sure what you're referring to there, Monty.
The play of the fumble that was reversed.
Okay. Well, number one. Number one on that if that's the ticked off that you're talking about, I don't know that that's necessarily the thing you got to be able to do. It's okay to play with anger, but we got to play with poise and composure. We lost our poise a little bit there. A couple plays after that happened, and we got to be better at that. Now, ticked off coming out after halftime, and the way the defense responded coming out after halftime, I thought was good. But we got to play that way more often.
Mm-hmm. What did you see on Green Ellis' big run in the first quarter? That's not a lot of seeing guys in the big room.
Well, we didn't fit the run the right way, and that's what happened on a couple of their runs. You can't do that. You have to do it exactly. That's the way the National Football League. We got to do it exactly right every time. And we can't come out. We can't spot a team 24 points, all right, and then expect to come back. Okay, we got to come out. We got to play the right way starting the game, and we got to play that way for 60 minutes.
You tired of all preach that message to the players, and now it's week 11. I'm sure you.
Well, I think all of us have to be accountable. Every single one of us has to be accountable, and we've all got a job to do. And obviously, we haven't done that as well as we need to. We need to do a better job.
And so, are you able to give us an honest assessment of the non-fumble without getting in trouble with the league?
Probably not.
Is that doing everybody? Thank you. Okay.